James Redmond, thanks for talking to us here on Ear FM.
Hey, Aoife, how's it going?
To begin with, James, what is Rabble for people that don't know what Rabble is?
Well, Rabble is a free sheet. It's a non-profit free sheet from the city's underground. It's collectively and independently run by a small group of volunteers. We've been doing it for about a year and a half now. And as we say ourselves, like, we're sort of out to create a space for the passionate telling of truth, muckraking journalism and well-aimed potshots at illegitimate authority and politicians. So I guess that's kind of our kind of gist, the gist of the magazine anyway.
And what's your role in the magazine?
I'm basically one of the editorial collective. There's a small crew of us that kind of function as an editorial collective, and we take in contributions and illustration and art from a broader group of contributors and sort of do the production of the magazine, really. So I'd be one of the coordinators within that.
And was it yourself and a few others that came up with the idea?
Well, there'd been plenty of sort of pub conversations over pints about the need for an alternative kind of lefty magazine in Dublin, going back maybe 3 or 4 years. And then maybe about 2 years ago, myself and a few others started meeting on it and trying to lay the groundwork for it. And then about, I guess, September 2011, we managed to, I suppose, pull the finger out and finally get an actual print version to hit the street.
And who else is involved then? Like, how many of you are completely involved in it?
It varies. I mean, we have an editorial collective maybe of about six, and then there's a group of contributors ranging from maybe 20 to 40, depending on each issue. I mean, it varies. Like, you know, people come in and out because it is volunteer.
Yeah.
So, you know, people have different levels of commitment to it, depending on where they are in their personal lives at the moment, like, you know.
Yeah. Does it get printed regularly? Sorry, I know it doesn't get printed, but does it come out regularly? Is it a monthly thing, or?
Well, it does get printed. I mean, it's a physical magazine.
Is it? I didn't know that. Sorry, I've always read it online.
So we print, we started off printing 3,000 copies, and now we're up to printing 10,000. Our last physical or print issue we printed in November of 2012, and we were working on a schedule of delivering one every 3 months, which we did for the first five. But then we felt like we needed to take a break to sort out our finances, which is what we've managed to do with the Funded campaign.
And so with Funded, how often would you be able to kind of produce and print the magazine?
We're still aiming to, with the Funded campaign, that's going to facilitate us doing another four issues over the course of 12 months. I guess that was the point of the campaign, was to cover the costs of those four issues.
Right.
Four issues.
And Camir, so far, how is this Funded project going? Are you glad you applied?
Yeah, well, pretty glad now, seeing as we have 4 days to go and we've already reached our target, which was €9,000. I'm just looking at it here on the screen in front of me now, and we're at €9,530.
Wow.
Which, I guess, is a remarkable statement of the support that the magazine has.
Because the Funded project is a great idea, but it is very hard to get the target, isn't it? That's the problem with it, isn't it? If you don't get the target, you get nothing.
Yeah, it works on an all-or-nothing model of crowdfunding, which means, as you say, if you don't hit the target, then you come away with nothing. So it's kind of like all out, guns blazing when you're starting off on it. It probably gets a little bit easier towards the end because you've got all your, your videos or your mechanisms of promotion mm-hmm. in place. So the ball is rolling at that stage. Like, so I think the first 2 or 3 weeks of it were the most stressful anyway, and then it got easier towards the end. But I wouldn't have thought we'd have cleared the target with 5 days ago. So
that's great.
That's certainly a relief anyway.
So if there's money left over, what'll happen to that?
Well, with the money that's left over, I mean, it'll always cover another print issue, where we might look at getting something like an office for volunteers to work out of, people who want to help on the magazine. We haven't really discussed that yet because we weren't necessarily expecting to achieve more than our target. But I think it'll most definitely be invested back into making Rabble more sustainable anyway, for sure.
There was a similar magazine out, I don't know how long ago it was, I'm sure you remember it yourself, the Slate magazine.
Yeah.
Did that influence you a bit?
Yeah, the Slate would have been very influential. I mean, I actually have a copy of it here in front of me from June 2002, bizarrely enough. And it's got a cover saying, "Pigs out, God save us from these crazy cops," which is in reference to the Reclaim the Streets. So I think we would take a lot of our attitude and cheekiness from the slate. I mean, it's something that we many of us would have read in college, but it's looking at it, it's from a very different era.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of it is, say, like club gossip or digs at celebrities and so on, and a lot of that humour is now contained on the internet, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of that kind of slate-like content on our website or on Facebook. It doesn't necessarily translate so well into print now, because stuff dates quite quickly if you're printing every 3 months.
Hang on a second, James. I'm just back, and it's actually. Yeah. Do you think the people that read Rabble are also the people have been financially helping you out with this funded project?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, what we set out to do with the funded was try and convert the magazine to what people call a model of reader-supported journalism. And what that means is, if people like what we do, if they like the notion of alternative independent media, then a huge factor in that is how it's funded.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no sugar daddy or Dennis O'Brien that's going to come along and give us a couple of grand to fund what we do. So it is up to our readers to move from being just passive consumers of the product to actually investing in it and taking part and funding it. So even looking at the names of the people that have contributed to the funded, I mean, many of them are readers and contributors. That's something that's very clear from it. That, I mean, it definitely is our readers who have funded it. Like,
yeah.
It makes it quite a powerful kind of magazine then, because it's funded by
people's
its own
choice.
Readers, which gives it a great independent. I think with funded, there's a level of kind of background administration that they have to do, where it doesn't get taken out of people's accounts until we actually hit the final, until we hit the $9,000, which we have done.
Right.
But I mean, obviously they have their administrative side to deal with as well, in terms of taking the bank accounts and transferring it.
Right.
So I don't really know about that. Like,
so do you know your aim then for the next magazine will be out?
Well, we're obviously a little bit tired and so on at the moment. Doing the fund, it was fairly draining and there was a lot of preparation work. So I'm sure we'll start planning it straight away, but I'd say people will probably have to give us 2 or 3 months before we get it out. Like,
we can still see Rabble online. Don't you have a blog?
Yeah, we have a website at rabble.ie, and we're very active on Twitter and Facebook as well, where we channel a lot of alternative news and humour and so on. We've quite an active online following that kind of engage in daily conversations and so on those social media platforms.
James, congratulations on meeting the target, and
nice
keep up with your good work with Rabble.
Nice one. All the best.